As Chinese markets tank today and the world tries to orient itself with the Chinese yuan joining the world's convertible currencies, we wonder how successful China will eventually be in bolstering confidence in its superheated but also volatile economy. We might look to the euro, which was adopted this week back in 1999 by 11 member states. Greece joined in 2001, and in 2002, the euro notes rolled off the presses. The happy story of the euro has become very murky in the last 2 years. 2015 was a particularly bad year with instability on many fronts, the Greek crisis, the migrant crisis. Martin Sanbu writes the free lunch column for the Financial Times. He's written a book on the long, strange journey of the euro. His book is called Europe's Orphan, The Future of the Euro and the Politics of Debt. For all of its problems, the euro has made itself essential to the world financial system. And by that measure alone, Sanbu says, it's been a success.
If Europe does well, if the eurozone authorities manage the economy well, that's good, not just for Europe, but it's good for the US, it's good for everyone. And that's why actually you've seen there's been quite a lot of pressure from Washington on eurozone policymakers to get their act together throughout this whole crisis. So this is not just at the moment, it's been for years. They haven't really had their act together. You started out with this great project in 1999. Come 2008, you had the crisis that started here in the US, but within a year or two, it had moved and transmogrified into this big sovereign debt crisis in Europe. And remember that the US has recovered from the crisis. It's not great, but at least it didn't fall back into a second recession. Europe did, or the eurozone did. The countries that use the euro as a currency collectively fell into a second recession in 2011, 2012. A lot of people blame that on the euro itself. They say it was always a crazy idea to put different countries, Germany and Greece, into the same currency, so this had to happen. I disagree. I argue in my new book that this has nothing to do with the structure of the euro. It's just basically policy mess up. They chose bad policies, different from the US policies, and that accounts for a big part of the difference in your economic fortunes.
Well, let's mix in some of the issues that we've been dealing with all year long, and that is, you know, you got the Charlie Hebdo attacks in France at the beginning of the year and the terrible attacks in Paris much later in the year. It appears that it's easier to move money around in the euro project than it is to move people, if you look at the migrant crisis, or than it is to move security information to protect against attacks like we saw in Paris. If that is the case, that's kind of proving not to be true.
I think it would always have been naive to think that that would lead to greater political unity. You know, these things have to go step by step, as German Chancellor Merkel usually says. What has happened is that the mishandling of the eurozone crisis also led to bad politics. There was a poisoning of the politics among the eurozone countries because everyone had been promised there wouldn't have to be bailouts. Everyone had been promised we don't need to be inferior to Berlin, and the opposite happened out of choice, not out of necessity, is my argument. It becomes harder to deal with something like the refugee crisis, which we've seen throughout this year. And it may, hopefully it will not, make it harder to work together on security issues. So people are seriously talking about putting up border controls again, for example. This was one of the great achievements, the Schengen area, no passport controls between European countries.
I guess it just feels reckless for the European leaders to have mangled these economic policies so much that it's given an opportunity to Marine Le Pen, which everyone knew was a political phenomenon already there that just needed a little watering. And you've got similar movements all across the continent. It seems like a huge and potentially disastrous mistake for the whole world.
So you're quite right. There was a mishandling of the economic crisis that fueled the forces that are nationalist and against European collaboration, the European project. And now we see that makes it a lot harder to deal precisely with the refugee crisis. I actually think the refugee crisis in itself is something that can be handled. Of course, it's, you know, logistically acute to deal with 1 million people coming in a year. But the European Union is 500 million. This is 0.2% of the population. It's not something that Europe can't handle. Of course, a little bit of problems in the very short run. But in the long term, Europe needs people. We Europeans should be proud that people want to come to Europe as a sanctuary. We should see the benefit to us in receiving them. Unfortunately, the poisoned politics that have followed from economic mismanagement earlier on makes that very hard to do.
if tomorrow the euro were to go away and we no longer have those blue pieces of paper, what would be the effect on Europe? Could they still be a eurozone with different currencies? Would it mean the whole project is over and they just say, never mind?
I think the consequences would be devastating. If the euro were to be dismantled now, well, first of all, it would happen in a disorderly way. We came close to seeing Greece being expelled in the summer. But the consequences would be much worse than if you hadn't introduced the euro in the first place. So, of course, Europe could work, could function with different currencies. But abolishing the existing common currency would be hugely destabilizing in the short run. You would have financial upheaval, the like of which Europe has probably never seen. But it would be politically devastating too. And that's partly because so much has been invested into this project politically. And its failure makes it very, very hard to see how any renewed push at collaboration and integration could get off the ground in the future. So I think it would make everything worse economically in the short run and politically in the long run. That doesn't mean the euro was a bad idea. I think the euro was a good idea. It wasn't because of flaws in the euro that things have gone badly in the last 5-6 years. It's because people chose very poor policies when the crisis was on them.
Martin Sanbu writes the Financial Times Free Lunch Economics Newsletter. He's the author of Europe's Orphan, The Future of the Euro, and The Politics of Debt.